This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. If you got your fantasy football draft coming up, you need a place to do it, have a party, do it at Chickie's and Pete's, yep. The official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. LA Shore Park's still with us. And behind the glass back at the studio, Poopy Pants, yep. Buzz.
Oh, I forgot why that was his nickname. But yeah, that's right.
Do you want a reminder?
they never forget.
Nope. Elliot, so we talked about cornerback, we talked about edge, we talked a little bit about safety as well, we talked about wide receiver.
Yeah.
Anything else, and obviously we talked about Tanner McKee, anything
else?
We
didn't talk about Jihad.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Jihad.
Yeah.
He didn't start, it was a little weird.
I thought that was a little weird, especially, I know they're rotating guys, but it's just weird not to put the first round pick out there when he was in on the third drive. So
yep.
I thought that was a kind of random, but I will
Small London, what's his name?
Smile Mondon.
Smile Mondon.
Yeah. I'll get it right sooner or later.
And Junior.
Yeah, I thought he had a great week of practice.
He did, yeah.
They probably rewarded him.
Yeah, I thought Jihad had a good week too.
But, okay.
I thought that was random. I do think another position that stood out for good on the defensive side of the ball was the defensive tackles. Ty Robinson had a sack. I thought he had a good game overall. Gabe Hall had a really good pressure early on in the game. You know, there are definitely questions on the edge, and I think questions in the back seven, but the defensive tackle spot, I think they can feel pretty confident about. Like, there's little things. Can Moro Jamo step up? You know, that, but Jalen Carter, Moro Jamo, Jordan Davis, Ty Robinson, and Gabe Hall. That's a really good group of five defensive tackles. So I thought the defensive tackles were good last night.
What was his name? Shenderick Powell? That's a little pop to him.
So he has NFL speed. Like, you can see at practice when he gets into open field, he's been impressive. I thought Killian Robinson had a few nice runs. I don't think he's popped at all in training camp. And one thing that's probably a good sign for the Eagles is a lot of guys that I don't think have been good in training camp looked good last night, and that's probably an indication that the competition they're going against on the Eagles roster is tougher than the competition they're going up against when they're playing Cincinnati. So the fact that Killian Robinson I don't think has really shined at all in camp, but he looked good last night, that was good. Another thing that, not a huge deal, but potentially a very big deal, Jake Elliott misses from 55 again.
Pretty badly, too, by the
way. Yeah, like, watching it live, it looked like it died 2-3 yards short. So I think that's a concern. Like, they switched the long snapper. Now, Charlie Hewlett wasn't snapping last night. It was the new guy they signed. But, you know, Rick Lovato's not here anymore, so there's no one really else to point the finger at. I still think Jake Elliott proved in the playoffs he's someone you can trust to make big kicks. But he's got to be, what, like 1-for-9 from his last kicks beyond 50? I'd have to look it up, but it's not great. So him missing from 55, I thought was, you know, definitely something to monitor.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, they had, what, Braden Mann kick one of the field goals?
They did.
Yeah, I think that was an emergency thing because they had someone weird hold it, too. I think they were just trying that.
No, I think Elliott held it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But you were saying that it wasn't.
Well, no, you're right. Yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Jake Elliott held. Yeah.
I mean,
well, I don't think they had Braden Mann do it for fun. Like, there was obviously a reason.
Think they're not taking this seriously enough.
Yeah. No, I wonder about. So we
like
found,
if Jake Elliott's legs hurt, yeah. So Braden Mann needs to kick and Jake Elliott holds.
Well, Elliott, I forget who revealed it, but somebody said after the season that Elliott was dealing with an injury all year last year. And I like my concern, especially from deep and especially that happening, is that whatever that was is not kicked and he it, not. Don't yeah. didn't
no
do that on purpose. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But you know, like we love Jake Elliott. He's a goat. He is. But but like in the NFL in 2025, you have to be able to kick 50-yard field goals.
And,
I'm sorry, everybody can, and you have to be able to. And by the way, you have to be pretty reliable from 50. You know, like the, most NFL kickers at this point are pretty reliable from 50 yards.
Does this give Nick the freedom to go ahead and start going for it more on fourth
down?
You
thought he went for it before a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. And kickers
say, take the three. We're not even short of three as a given.
Right.
Yeah.
And kickers lose it quick. You know, like it goes it goes like that. So
I personally think he would have to have a horrible training camp, meaning not just he missed the one last night, but you're out there in practice. They kick out there in practice. I don't know what it looks like out there. Is he missing 55-yarders out there in practice, or is it something just happening in the game? You don't want him to cost them a game by missing field goals, but I think that's what it would take.
Oh, for sure.
For them to move on from Jake Elliott.
I
would have to be that bad where he's costing them games.
I think Jake Elliott will not get competition in training camp.
It'll
be 2-3 weeks into the season where he's missing. They can't count him. Then you may be bringing some kickers to try out. But it's a tough situation because to what Spike said, he's been here a long time. He's made big kicks. He's arguably the best kicker in franchise history. So it's a tough
one. Oh, he is.
Yeah, I think he probably
– Yeah, he's better than Akers.
Again, I try to give respect to the early 2000 Eagles here with David Akers.
Well, here's my thing. Here's my thing. And I love D.A. That's my guy. But one guy kicked in two Super Bowls.
For sure.
And made a huge kick in that first one.
Three Super Bowls.
Well, he kicked,
in three.
He's
Super Bowl,
won two.
You're right.
Yeah.
He's won two.
Because David Akers kicked in one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Not his fault that we only made one, but I'm just saying.
We're not blaming David Akers.
No.
Yes,
no. Wow, look at Ike. Yeah. Somebody aggregate this. Ike's trying to put the Super Bowl loss on David Akers.
Anything to get it off me.
We all know who Andy blames. So,
215-592-9494.
Yeah, yeah. Andy can do the math.
Chuck from Mount Airy on the Mount Rushmore of WIP Afternoon Show callers joining the show. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, thank you, Jack. I appreciate it, but it was kind of a slight towards me.
There was no. Here we go. What was the slight?
He wasn't the highest vote getter.
Well, that was a bit. It was for a joke. I was just kidding. It was the first name I wrote down.
Third, you know, might be arguably a top Mount Rushmore call at the station. That's the only afternoon show. You know what I mean?
The afternoon show is the one that really matters.
Yeah, who's the best caller of the morning show?
I don't know. We you know, it doesn't
right.
matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter. Hey, listen, let me say this, though, right? Everybody that calls this show, all jokes aside, rather, it's Corey from Columbus, you know, Reels, everybody. They all do a fantastic job. You guys do a fantastic job hosting.
Look at how humble he is.
Humble Chuck. Yep.
Humble
Chuck. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
Yep. Yep.
And they do a fantastic job. They do, man. You know what I mean? Now, I led the way. I paved the way, but you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? You know, let me say this, though, right? I watched this game yesterday, and I just want to say one thing for sure and two things for certain. You guys are insane if you think you wouldn't trade a backup quarterback for a number one draft pick. You know what I mean?
I would not.
First round
pick, not number one pick.
Well, good news. If Tanner starts for the new team, it's probably going
to
be top 10.
You're insane, man. You know what I mean?
I'm not insane.
In an NFL draft,
I want to win a Super Bowl. I want to win a Super Bowl. What's your backup plan for the backup quarterback, Chuck?
So when lose flash, we haven't thought that we're going to win a Super Bowl with Tanner McKee. He's not part of us winning.
You're missing the point, Chuck. You're missing the point. The point is, if Jalen Hurts misses 6 weeks in the middle of the season, two things can happen. One, your team can stay afloat, and you can make the playoffs still and have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Or you can let Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Kyle McCord go in there and lose your chance at a Super Bowl. These windows, Chuck, close very quickly. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God, this guy's not good anymore. This guy left in free agency. This is part of the championship window, and this is the most important position in sports. And we did win a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, and he's not the first guy to do it. I want a guy I can have trust in, and I have trust in Tanner McKee. He's a talented guy. He's under contract next year, too, so if you want to trade him next offseason when we have a better backup plan, fine.
No. Listen, you got 4 hours to discuss. Listen, let me say this, right? This guy, first of all, don't compare him to Nick Foles. Nick Foles was a starter at one point. Okay, let's get that straight. And number two.
Yeah, and he hadn't been the starter in years.
Football games against an elite defense. He went up against a team that I see why they're starting Ja'Marr Chase. And Joe Burrow in preseason, because they're going to have to score about 60 points a game to be even.
It's not just yesterday, though, Chuck. He was good last year, too.
Against the Giants, man. Like, listen,
no, and he was good in camp, and there's a reason they've had him here for 3 years, because they believe in him.
Listen, as a first-round draft pick, Tanner McKee's a good player, but if a first-round draft pick, like, rethink this, man. Came our way.
No.
I'm going to pay for his plane ticket out of town, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, his first-round draft pick in the NFL is like gold, man. You know how deep the drafts are in the NFL? And the second-round draft pick came, I'm trading him. You know what I mean? He's a backup quarterback. He probably won't even get a chance to play. Jalen Hurts is the starter here. That's just it,
he has missed games every year of his career. All but one.
He missed
two and a half games last year. He missed two games in 2022. He missed two games in 2021. Like, what are we doing here? And by the way, this season's longer than it's ever been. You have a mobile quarterback who, by the way, is probably more likely to get hurt. He does a goal line play that, by the way, puts him in harm's way. I appreciate that he does it. I want to be confident. You keep talking about this first-round pick. How is this first-round pick helping us win a Super Bowl this year? How?
Because we could draft another corner for that bum that wears number 7 should be ashamed.
Not for this year.
He should be cut. I mean, next year, though. I mean, I'm not worried about this year. I mean, this year we're going to be able to plug somebody in there. Once we get our starters in there, we'll be okay. But I tell you, clearly Ringo, should be cut yesterday for missing that tackle. I think Ja'Marr Chase is a great, great wide receiver. Everybody gets toast by Ja'Marr Chase. Probably one or two best wide receivers in football. But that tackle that you were supposed to have when he came back to that football, and you just whooped him. He's missing, completely missing. And then, you know, Vic Fangio should cut him like tomorrow. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous. But now, listen, let me say this, right? You still got Stephon Gilmore out there. And I know he's old. But if you're going back to try to get Slay, like Elias did, yeah, you could kick the tires on the Stephon Gilmore. Anything is better than that guy, Kelly Ringo. I can't go for that, man. There's one thing you get toasted on a play, but there's one thing you miss a tackle like that. I don't know where his head is. But this guy is not good enough in the safety position. The safety position is still unsettled. I do not like Sidney Brown back there, and I don't know what we're going to do about that. And Jawan Campbell, I need him out. Listen, I love Trotter. Trotter is one of my favorite Eagles to ever play this game. But I need Jawan Campbell out there on a regular basis. I'm sorry. That guy is athletic. He, you know what I mean? His IQ, you know, the guy is just a football player. And I need him out there. I need him out there every play. That's what I seen yesterday. He's going to be a playmaker. He has to go.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
That's why he's a top 15 prospect.
He'll be out there a lot. I don't think we have to worry about that. He'll be out there a lot.
But I don't need this to be.
Relax, Chuck. He will be there. You're not the defensive coordinator. Vic Fangio isn't on your time. He'll have him out there eventually. He's not going anywhere. Relax.
Listen, let me say something, man. Hold up. I ain't never said I was no defensive coordinator, none of that, what you talking about.
No, but
about.
I'm saying you need him out there right now. I said he's going to be there. He's going to be the starter. He's a first-round pick.
You don't got to pick. They don't need to pick. He should have started yesterday. There's no need to have.
Who cares? It's a preseason game.
Does Vic Fangio know what he's doing?
It's a preseason game.
I know. I understand that, but he's still.
Who started the first preseason game last year?
I don't even remember. But it don't
I know. I know. That's the point I'm making.
You got a personal interest in this. I don't care about a personal interest.
It's not a personal anything. I like the Eagles regardless. My nephew is fine. Yeah, he's going to be okay.
I don't care about nephew and all that stuff.
Then why do you think it's a personal issue with me then?
The better football player on there, I want Jahan Campbell out there with
Chuck, I'm asking.
Let's not make this complicated. I mean, try to.
It's not complicated, but you're also. Chuck, you want to keep. Chuck! The point is that a defensive coordinator who just turned the team into the number one defense, he knows what he's doing. He'll have him out there when he wants him out there.
I mean, listen, look at the guy. Listen,
that's
listen,
the point. The guy, that's the point. The coach knows what he's doing.
Vic Fangio, lower your voice. All right?
Don't tell me to lower my voice.
Lower your voice, man. You ain't got to yell.
Here's what it is. I just gave you – hold on. Here's why I'm raising my voice at you, because first of all, you try to overtalk me. That's not going to happen. And then secondly, you said it was personal to me. It's not. I just said he's going to be the starter. He's a first-round draft pick. Who doesn't know he's going to be the starter?
What I'm saying to you is this, right? I said Trotter's a good player. He's a good player.
You keep bringing up Trotter.
He's instinctive. He's good. I've got to keep bringing up Trotter because who are we talking about? Who else are we talking about? We're talking about Trotter and Jahad Campbell, right? That's going to be the number.
No, that's what you're talking about. I thought we were just talking about Jahad Campbell.
I'm talking about Trotter and Jahad Campbell. Those guys are going to be battling. That's stupid, Ike. Those two guys are going to be battling it out for the second linebacker position. I need my guy out there, Jahad Campbell. He's a better football player. Simple as that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man.
You were saying you need him out there right now. I need him out there right now. I need him out there right now. That's what you were saying.
I want to see what we got in the guy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Trotter, I've seen what we got in Trotter.
Do something with this call for me,
okay.
Please.
All right. Well, I didn't.
You're not irritating me.
I didn't know. I just want to make sure you were done.
He just want to find something to argue because he thinks I wants to argue about Jeremiah
right.
playing. That's what he want to try to fight that. I haven't said that one time.
There is no debate about
exactly.
who started.
Nobody's debating this. You're trying to have a debate.
Jahad Campbell will be on the field.
He will be on the field.
Right.
First round draft pick.
Not to end the linebacker talk, but I do think one way trading Tanner could help the team this year, just to be clear, is if you traded him for a pick. So my question I had for you was, would you trade him for Trey Hendrickson? I know they don't need him, but like that type of thing where you're trading him for
you still got to pay Trey Henderson.
No, but I'm saying you're getting a player back that you would essentially use that first round pick for. Like you acquire the first round pick and then you go out and you add an edge or a shutdown corner or something.
No.
No, okay.
No. Well, first of all, I keep getting told that we can only spend so much money. So either we can or we can't. So if we can't, then there were plenty of edges on the market that we could have had without getting rid of a quarterback or a first-round pick. So I'm just, like, going to take them at their word that we cannot spend big money on any other player, and Trey Hendrickson's going to want to get paid. Like, one of the values of Tanner McKee is that he doesn't cost anything. They didn't even – we're talking about getting another – you talked about Kenny Pickett. By the way, I don't think they can. But even if they could,
right.
Kenny Pickett makes, what, like $6 million? We didn't keep Isaiah Rodgers because of $4 million. But he could be helping the team right now. And what I was basically told was a financial decision. Financial decision with all these guys. So
I meant more, would you trade Tanner for a player you thought would play on defense every snap and help the team? Like, would you be more open to that?
I don't think I would trade him for anybody.
Okay. Yeah, I respect it.
At this moment.
Not even T.J. Watt?
Even though he got paid?
What about Myles Garrett?
Well, the money.
No, I know.
What about Patrick Surtain?
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
What about Josh Allen?
Which Josh Allen?
Yes, I would trade him for Josh Allen. And Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. What's my other guy?
Baker.
Oh, Baker.
Yeah. I would trade him for Baker.
Stafford.
No,
Stafford might
old.
Be cooked.
Yeah, something's going on out there.
Dude, I'm telling you. They should come calling for Tanner.
They got Jimmy G.
They got Jimmy G. Well, he's hurt all the time, too. Yeah.
The Saints are the team for Tanner.
Yes.
The Saints are the team. Plus, that pick will be high.
Although they're waiting to get
Arch.
The other kid from LSU.
Oh,
Nussmeier. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're waiting to get him.
Because he's there now, too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
OC there.
Oh. I forgot we lost Nussmeier.
Jack, you got enough info for a mini High Hopes Jackie baseball report?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
It's time for
the High Hopes Jackie baseball report. Tell Jackie baseball.
So Justin Crawford sat yesterday. There was panic in the streets. Is he getting called up? He's back in the lineup for the old Iron Bigs.
I'm fine letting him play in the rest of the season.
What did you think of him saying if he thought it was time for him to be called up?
Mom, that's fine with me.
All right.
I appreciate the confidence.
Oh, he said that?
He said something like, I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, Pete's saying that, I don't think I'm ready yet.
Yeah. And they asked him the question.
All right. We're just wondering.
No, we're not arguing. We're just talking.
Yep.
Make it down a notch.
Yep.
Yep. Lower your voice.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's talk over you.
Like Chuck said. But there was some developments up in Lehigh Valley last night. David Robertson pitched back-to-back days.
Oh, that's good.
Now it's only one batter. And he struck out Spencer Jones, who is the Yankees, one of the Yankees' top prospects, who is a total fraud.
What did he hit on the gun?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I think 93 again.
Okay.
But right. One batter, one strikeout. And then Jose Alvarado.
98.6, I heard.
Yeah, yep. one hit and two strikeouts.
98? That means it's legit.
Well, it means whatever he did is still still works.
Here's my question. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But, like, is the reaction when he pitches in a game for the Phillies, is he going to get crushed?
No, he's going to get an ovation. I would bet anything he gets an ovation. I would bet
What kind of ovation?
I bet people will stand up and cheer for him.
Because they support his weight loss journey?
Yeah. No, I think people... Look, I thought his... Even though he didn't take total ownership, like, he took mostly total ownership. Yeah. He said he said a mistake. I think he's still hinting at that he didn't know or something, mm-hmm. whatever. I think people like Jose Alvarado. I think Phillies fans in general... Are
very positive.
Of good spirits and a good positive.
Soft.
Oh, good
really?
People.
Yeah.
And I think...
He'd get booed if he was an Eagle. I can tell you that much.
Oh, you mean like Phillies fans?
Yes.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, not Philadelphia.
I was told there's no difference between the fans.
I think... I would actually bet that he gets a
I think it's
nice
a round
ovation.
Of cheers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be like Trey. I bet.
I'm a little
anything.
Surprised, but I mean, he's
shocked.
He really hurt the team.
I am not advocating for it.
Sounds
I
like
am
are.
Saying no. I'm saying
you
that
had a documentary.
Is, I would bet anything that's what happens. Actually,
you don't think he'll get booed?
I cannot.
No.
Get,
I'm
he
surprised.
May not get booed. I cannot do the round of applause.
They're going to give him.
They're going to give a round of applause.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Why?
Kepler gets booed now. Kepler is the main
they hate
target.
Kepler. Yeah.
I know he made a mistake, but. He still really hurt the team
he
with
did.
What happened.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not saying they should.
No, I know. I'm just
And the fair to remember, he hurt the team, but it's worth mentioning that he may not have even been good if he hadn't done what he did. So he hurt the team.
But he's still
it's not like he's been
98.
A bum his whole career. I mean,
well, he hasn't been very – his velocity's been down for 2 years.
How much of this has to do with Deron?
What do you mean?
Just putting
being
people
here.
In a better
– Well, people are happy that he's here. And it's almost like – you almost forget about Alvarado.
I know. Yes, I don't
if
think
they didn't acquire someone, they'd be more mad. Yeah,
imagine if Alvarado didn't get busted. We would have him back there with Duran. That's a super pass.
Let me tell you. We wouldn't have Duran.
Yeah.
I think they might still. I don't think they trust Jose. I don't think they trust Alvarado as a closer. I think they wanted like a real, real, real closer.
Juiced up Alvarado?
Dude, I'll take.
I trust him.
They could all juice for a championship. Yeah. I don't care.
No, I'm saying.
I agree. I think they should be allowed.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Gamble on sports and all should be allowed to juice.
We all do things to make ourselves better at our jobs.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
What do you do to make yourself better?
Their rules.
What PEDs are you on?
Yeah.
One sponsored by Nostra.
Yeah. Lineup is not out yet, but I feel it in my bones.
Oh, Kepler's
We're getting Kepler.
Line.
We're getting Kepi and Leffy.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, I have zero doubt Kepler.
They won't just ride out the Bader Marsh platoon and or starting lineup and see how that goes.
Nope.
Merrill Kelly on the mound versus Christopher Sanchez. We got great pitching matchups this weekend. Now, it's Corbin versus Wheeler on Sunday, although Corbin's having resurgence. Tomorrow, you're going to see Lazardo versus DeGrom. It's a big one for Lazardo, like which is real, which is fake. The
every start of his.
You can't tell.
Yes.
You can't get a good read on who Lazardo is. And the Rangers have like the second-best rotation ERA in baseball since June 1st. So like Phillies, Rangers, kind of similar teams. And what else do I got in here?
It's we don't need anything more.
Yeah, you're right.
It's Eagles time now. It's fine.
Yeah. No, I actually think that – I think the Phillies are number one in the city right now.
Phillies have some juice.
There was no juice for that preseason game last night.
Not much. Tanner McKee gave it some juice.
We just spent 2.5 hours.
Yeah, well, Tanner McKee.
Tanner McKee, you're welcome.
The guy that you guys want to trade.
It wasn't a great crowd.
Well, apparently the traffic was an issue yesterday.
Yes. Well, it is all the time. The traffic around the complex has gotten worse and worse over the last 3 years.
I don't get this whole traffic thing. Like, yes, there was a huge event with lots of people.
No.
There was traffic. I don't know what the...
It has gotten way worse.
I don't know how it would get worse. There's not been a huge... Unless I'm unaware of a change in the road.
Well, wherever they're directing people now and closing, it has gotten... It is worse down there now than it used to be.
Yeah,
I
just
really
think
at
big events, there's traffic.
No, yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
Also,
like,
it
busy.
Is worse.
Like, yeah, man, there's like 50,000 people down there. There's going to be traffic.
Well, Nate Bargatze was there last
and there
night,
have been 50,000
really?
Everywhere. I don't know where you think the traffic's going to go. Like,
there have been 50,000 people down there for 50 years.
And there's been traffic all the time.
And it hasn't been as bad as it is now.
2 minutes to get out
you
of
do
Eagles
not
game
get
the
there
70s?
Or leave when everyone else does.
I know what traffic is.
But you haven't experienced it.
What is wrong with you?
Literally, every person who drives down there says it's worse than it used to be. Every person.
And there's always been traffic.
And it's worse.
I don't get how it's worse. When's the last time you sat in that traffic?
It is.
When's the last time you sat in that
Metallica
traffic?
Metallica a month and a half ago.
Yeah, and I was at Taylor Swift, which is a way bigger deal, and there was traffic there.
Calm a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my God.
It just blows.
You don't have to have a dissenting opinion on everything.
It's not dissenting. It just blows my mind. People think there's not going to be traffic.
They think there will be traffic.
I know. I can.
But it's worse.
I don't think that's true.
You don't know.
You don't know either.
You didn't even like sports 20 years ago, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's not true.
My God.
Big traffic guy over here.
Holy moly!
I just like this.
It's worse.
How do you know that? It's like you with the menus and the
no,
burgers or
it's
whatever.
Worse. Yeah. You idiot! It's worse.
Prove it. Prove it.
Ask anyone who has been driving
so Twitter
down
now.
Twitter
is what we're getting.
Not Twitter.
215.
Well, were you polling people as they exit the lots?
People talk about it.
Where do they talk about it?
Elliot. Get off the show. Get off the show.
Glad I stayed an extra.
Get off the show.
Yeah.
Get off the show.
Won't be any traffic.
You
out of chickies,
are.
I'll tell
turn
you right
his
now.
Microphone off.
Mr. Traffic over here.
I am serious.
Yeah.
Turn his microphone off.
Oh, my God.
Put that on the Marconi.
Unbelievable.
It's
It's like this circular argument where he says people don't expect there to be traffic, and I say, yes, they do expect there to be traffic, but the traffic is much worse than before because they have changed the traffic pattern down there, and there is nobody from our city paying attention to it. That is what happened. Talk to anybody. The number of people who can't, the people who miss shows and games because it's worse. It is worse.
I feel bad for
it
these
is
people.
Worse.
I feel bad. I just didn't know you were such a traffic aficionado.
I'm not. You're just
here.
Wrong.
I don't know if I am wrong.
I don't know if you're right.
All
right. Wrong.
I look forward to the results of your research on that.
You didn't even put Mike Schmidt on your Phillies Mount Rushmore.
A year ago.
So often.
I didn't know you were so anti-Steve Carlton.
It is unbelievable. Coming up next, Joe DeCamera joins us, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
To give us his Mount Rushmore of 80s ladies.
80s ladies.
And we award the belt, which I might just be taking.
You definitely got it. Yeah, just you got it.
Have I ever won the belt?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know.
Never again.
No one texted me.
Why are you still yelling?
Never again.
Yeah. You could tell he drove in traffic for 2 years or whatever.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like when we do the Masters bit, except we can't, you know, get out of the voice.
Oh, my God.
Well, the Eagles, the Phillies did send a press release. About how bad the traffic's going to be this weekend.
Of course.
I wonder why. Are there multiple events happening?
Chris Brown's in town.
Oh.
Wow, 19,000 people. Can't drive there.
Breezy.
Yeah.
Can't drive there.
I'd love to hear whatever.
We're only one of the biggest cities in America.
Oh, man.
All right. That is next. We're at Chickies and Peace in South Philly.
Fun times.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Yes, Elliot and I are fine. He's used to that.
That was heated, though.
Yeah.
I think that was more heated than the little B moment.
No, I was more mad with little B.
I don't think so.
I was.
As someone who was here for both, it felt like a little bit more intense today.
I was more mad during little B, I'm telling you. I know my madness. I may have reacted different.
Right.
Joining us now is the host of the WIP Morning Show and the gentleman who leads the Fritz DeCamera Athletic Challenge 2-1, Joe DeCamera. Joe, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, fellas.
Joe, you don't have us on speakerphone, do you?
I don't, but is it distant? I was told we were good. Hang on.
What, are you on vacation already?
Yeah.
Better there?
Yeah, it's fine. Buzz, put him up a little bit. Push him up a little bit. So Joe is joining us because to celebrate. And Joe, we want you. Do we do the Mount Rushmore first, or do we talk about running first?
Oh. We do Mount Rushmore first.
Whoa! Slow down, there, cowboy.
Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, we'll do whatever you want. Not here, buddy.
What do you mean? Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. So Joe is participating in Mount Rushmore Week by presenting. One thing I learned early about Joe when we started working together, and we know each other beforehand, is that Joe has a special love, I would say, and a special focus on women of the 80s. And every time he asked Joe, like, this woman's beautiful, this woman's beautiful. But Joe would always talk about, and I don't want to name any of them, but Joe would always name one from, like, a 1984 movie. So we thought Joe giving his Mount Rushmore of 80s ladies would be perfect. And Joe, my assertion of you as a man is correct, right? I mean, you've always had a special focus on that.
Yeah, I mean, 80s and early 90s, that is true. I do. Yep. The one thing I don't know if I should object to or celebrate is I do feel like this assignment paints me to the audience like I'm a dirty dog.
Well,
you know,
what does that mean?
But it is what it is.
Yeah, well, we
you
did.
You mean like he's creepy or something?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you're a dirty dog.
Me?
You're just a man.
Thanks. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did Mount Rushmore sex scenes last year.
Yeah.
I did. I did.
Which is much worse than what you're about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did Mount Rushmore stuff that chicks dig this year.
Yep.
You know.
And it's basically like your first crush. Like, we've done the first crush thing before.
Yeah, but Joe still has a crush on whoever these
are. Yeah, like they're in their 80s now.
Yes.
And he's still like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So, Joe, without further ado, could you give your Mount Rushmore of 80s ladies?
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Yeah, 80s ladies, near and dear to my heart. So, you know, undefined as far as where, you know, where you wanted me to head as far as looks or accomplishments or the such, but I did my best to get it where I think it should be. So
okay.
I think there are two locks, and then after that I think it's debatable for who would be the third and fourth choice. Lock
okay.
number one, because she was by far the biggest supermodel of the 1980s. The lock from the supermodel category is Christie Brinkley. There's no question.
Yes.
About it.
That is a big one.
I thought she was going somewhere else.
Dominant force of the 80s. Dominant force.
Yeah.
Yes.
For Hayden.
And
okay. I would have had someone else, but I don't know if she's the 80s or the 90s.
Okay.
Wait to the end.
Yeah, and Christie Brinkley obviously was in the Vacation movie, ended up marrying...
Ray Dinger.
No.
Ray Dinger.
What?
She ended up marrying Billy Joel. But yes, she was as big as a supermodel could get. I think the first... you know, really, really huge, you know, pop culture supermodel, of certainly of my life. So, all right, that is a good one. Christie Brinkley.
All right, number two is on a at least 10 times level bigger than anyone else in the 80s for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Combination. Fame and glamour. And without a doubt, worldwide, it would be Princess Diana. No question.
Ooh.
Ooh,
that is
that
is not what I was expecting, but it's a great pick.
Yeah.
I mean, she was so famous. I remember exactly where I was when I heard that she died in that car accident.
Now, was that the 90s?
Yeah, it was 96, something like
7.
Yeah. I was in college at a friend's house, a friend's family's house in Boston. But Princess Di is a good pick. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
But huge pick. And Philadelphia connection. There is that picture of her in the Eagles jacket as well.
It is.
Sure.
Yep. Absolutely right. All right, so those two I felt were really locked. I mean, once you really think of it, I think those two were locked. All right, now we get into, let's sift through, you know, 10 to 12 to get to two. So here's where I landed for the third and fourth. Number three is perhaps
to use the word gorgeous, perhaps the most gorgeous woman of the 1980s. And I always enjoy a little controversy. This would have broken the internet if this happened in more recent times. Absolutely gorgeous, Vanessa Williams.
Ah, Vanessa Williams is it. Now, I think of Vanessa Williams as 90s.
Mid-80s. The controversy was
first ever Miss USA.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And then the photos came out, and then they stripped her off the crown. I mean, that was a major deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a
good call.
Yeah. There you go. There you like a little bit of peanut butter there. Okay.
Ike Greece knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just turned around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you, like, Jasmine Guy also got consideration, but not quite.
All right. We don't need that. Okay.
Because who wasn't a Whitley fan, all right?
Yeah, Robin Givens. I see where you're going. All right.
Number four. Now, this one, I give her the nod because in the 1980s, Magic never had a three-peat. Bird never had a three-peat. Montana and Gretzky never had a three-peat. But the only person in the 1980s, three consecutive years on the cover of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Yep.
And she dominated in the 90s as well, but it started in the 80s, the great Elle McPherson.
Elle McPherson is...
Oh, you went L.
Yeah,
okay.
Is a
three
good call. Is a good call. Now Cindy Crawford.
That's my girl. That's what I was going to ask you about Cindy. I thought Cindy Crawford might make your Mount Rushmore.
Consideration, but a little bit more, I lean 90s with her. Look, there's a 90s, whole bunch of late 80s and the 90s. Rachel Hunter, Kathy Ireland, that whole crew.
Naomi Campbell,
Kathy Ireland, elite as well.
Okay.
Kathy Ireland probably, but we're talking 80s.
Yep. Did you – now, I'm curious about the ones that didn't make it. Was Kim Basinger a thought at any point?
You know, I didn't think of her. I probably should have. I thought there was a lot. So, first off, TV and movies, you notice, got all completely shut out.
You picked models.
I thought about Cheryl Teagues and Farrah Fawcett. I think they're more 70s. They certainly went into the 80s, but I think more 70s. And it certainly thought of various actresses. I mean, Kim Alexis was a huge, huge supermodel.
Sigourney Weaver?
Ooh. That
is kind of your type, though, Joe. Yeah.
Aliens.
I got one for you, though.
What about Roseanne?
No, not Roseanne. But I'll tell you who I would have probably given the nod to if she burst onto the scene a little early, but it was the last 2 years in the 80s. Jessica Rabbit was a force, but a little too late to the season.
You've always loved Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, you've always had a thing.
I definitely can see you there.
Now, by the way, Joe didn't know that she wasn't a rabbit.
Right.
Is that the debate I remember?
Correct. That is correct.
Okay.
What is she?
Well, here's one for you. She's a person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Here's
she's
one I have for you.
A rabbit.
Most people didn't outwardly think of her as a sex symbol.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, the delegation households, we all viewed her that way. That's Felicia Rashad.
She was?
Yes, sir. Claire Huxtable. Oh, man. That was like the prettiest African-American woman on television regularly.
Felicia Rashad is a good call as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but a little.
Not your type, Joe.
Too classy?
Yep.
Yeah, a little too classy.
She's too homely, exactly.
Now, my question is, how much research did you put into this? It feels like you did a lot of research to come up with this score.
Let me tell you something. My whole life has been research on this topic. Okay?
Joe, final question, and then because we could name people the whole time. I remember Elizabeth Shue being your favorite. Of course, the love interest in Karate Kid. Did you consider Elizabeth Shue?
Considered her, but ran into a conundrum, which is that at certain points of the 80s, she was under 18. You don't want to seem like the dirty dog. You know?
Okay, fair enough.
Way to be classy.
Hey,
She's 60 now.
No, you're talking about she was underage. How old were you in the 80s?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, exactly. I was always 7, 8 years younger than her, but you get tagged as the guy talking about a 15-year-old. If you're talking about Liz Milano, I was 8.
Fair enough, Joe. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Now, You had great job. You clearly put work into this. You're always prepared, as we learned earlier this week.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your 6-1 win. I saw you guys were talking this morning about the, since we have to decide on the rules on the race, I guess. I saw you guys talking this morning about the length of the race. I think 400 meters, a lap around the track, is a fair, you know, it gives us a little bit of distance, but not too much distance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open-minded to it. Look, I think 100, 200, or 400, you know, all bear consideration.
Yep.
You know, look, 100 obviously is the classic. This is the fastest person on the in the world, fastest man in the
and
world.
People are going to think that when this is done.
That you guys are one of the fastest people in the world.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Carl Lewis and Usain Bolt here.
Look,
what do you guys think? I mean, so, Spike, you say 400. What are the other two you guys think?
And by the way, the world record in the 400 is 43 seconds. We're not talking about a 10-mile race.
Yes, we are.
Jack, what do you think?
Ike, how long do you think the race should be?
I like the 400. I mean, if y'all don't want to go that long, 200, it got to be at least a 200.
Is 200 a football field? Like, is 200 100
well,
yards?
Well, it's meters.
Yeah, I know.
No,
it's half a lap. It's half
really
a lap.
Two football. Yeah, Jack, it's really about two football fields.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, 200? That's kind of long, yeah.
200 meters is not.
It's not 400 yards.
No, I said it's 200 yards. It's about
200. It'd be halfway around a track.
Yeah, halfway around a track.
I believe feels a like meter that's about
you're doing meters, not yards. Is
yes. Yeah.
Meters and yards are similar?
Well, I believe a yard is similar, but a yard, I believe, is longer than a meter.
People are losing brain cells.
Yeah. Joe, final thing. You know, you have painted yourself as a as classy during this whole thing, even though you've been, you know, I think you've taken some personal shots at Jack. Did you apologize for berating the line judges, especially with the language on the air?
I apologize on the air, off the air.
Okay.
I went to confession, and I went over and talked to the parents who had kids there. I mean, that was yeah,
okay.
That was
all right, because I've known you for a long time, and I've never seen you quite so angry.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is I thought they were – I mean, look, I'm still considering doing an investigation for who brought those three in.
But, right, know, yes. I guess, you know,
because that person's got to – you know, come on now. Yeah, look, I did feel bad about it, all jokes aside. I mean, I shouldn't have done that. But, look, the bottom line is I'm competitive. I wanted to win. By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, I did win. And so that's two.
Yes.
All right. We'll see. I hung up on him. I can't have him bragging on our show. He'll hear this.
His shot on the way out.
I do thank him for his 80s ladies Mount Rushmore. I thought he did a great job. I wouldn't have thought of Princess Di because I just would have thought of
I always thought she was 90s anyway, but I guess I was wrong in that.
Yeah, she was 80s, yeah. Wow. Well, good job from...
But we also didn't decide how long the run's going to be.
No, well, we got to get... I think it should be 400. But we'll all talk, and we'll tell Rod what it's going to be.
Yeah.
We'll all get together.
We'll decide and tell Rod.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not going to be for a few weeks anyway, right?
Because he's on vacation for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah,
he's been one tennis match and goes on vacation.
He's been on vacation all summer. Some would say he's been on vacation his whole life.
Every Monday and Friday?
Yeah. So we got to hand out the belt. Let's do it.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Holding the belt currently is Ike Reese. He has held it for 1 month.
Wow.
How about that?
The belt goes to the WIP staffer who really brought it that week. Ike, I mean, he brought it for a couple of weeks, and then he's really
it's pretty much every week.
Yeah.
But
Don't start trying to diminish my
reign. No one's trying to diminish it. All right. And he did kill poor, what was it, Chris and who's the
Chris
caller?
New Jersey.
Chris yesterday.
He killed himself, man.
Well,
he
I don't know if that himself. Happened, but.
Yeah, no. He did it to himself. He brought a knife to a gunfight. Can't do it.
No.
Didn't have the stats. So, like, Ike loses the belt.
Yeah.
Is the headline.
Yeah. I'm actually handing the belt over.
So it the belt, the committee had the belt going to DeCamera for winning the tennis match.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not after today.
I get the belt?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to cry.
Yes, sir.
You I'm get so the belt, happy. Brother. I've yeah. never had the belt.
Just insulted Elliot yesterday.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, you've had a run here the last 2 days.
I want to thank them. My parents.
Yeah, thank all the small people.
Yeah. I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my wife for believing in me.
Yep. You earned that belt, brother.
I want to thank Elliot for being able to take a punch. It's worse.
I need that drop on the drop board next week.
It's worse.
It's worse. Good job, Spike.
Well, thank good you. Job. Good job this week, brother.
Thank you.
And you wouldn't trade McKee for a first.
I would trade McKee. No, I would not trade McKee for a first because I'm a real Philadelphian.
That's a take in itself right there.
Yeah. It's belt worth. Biggest take on the station this week.
So we've heard from two of the Mount Rushmore of WIP afternoon show callers. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Save us, Yoshi.
Yoshi is on the Mount Rushmore of WIP afternoon show callers per Jack. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, happy Friday.
What's look, up, man, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, brother? Before I, I just want to give some thank yous real quick. It's not going to take long. I would like to thank my mom for making me different from birth by giving me the only abstract name out of all my siblings. Their names are like Jim and Brian. I'm Yosh. Thank you.
That is a good call.
How did that happen? Yeah.
Thank you to God. Thank you to all the supporters out there. Jack, just thank you for loving me, bro. I love you to death, brother. You my guy, man. Man all day. Thank you for just always making me feel comfortable around you. You're such a big star, you know. Star
yeah, football
player.
I know he's tough to be around. Yep.
Just thank you.
Very intimidating.
A special shout out to Johnny Marks. And when Johnny Marks left, I was kind of annoyed. Huh? I was like, man, Spike not gonna like me. I hit Jack up. Jack was like, you'll be okay. Spike, thank you for loving me, even though I know I could be all over the place with my calls sometimes. Just thank you. Even though you slighted me and you said, Yoshi, I love Yoshi, but, you know, okay. But thank you for loving on me, brother. I love you, brother, and I appreciate you. And I'm glad that me and you are continuously building. And I'm elated. Thank you for all the people that called me and said, "Yo, she made it." I was like, "Oh my God, really? I can't believe that."
Wow, is that your white guy voice?
And then you got to switch it up, bro. I deal with a lot of people all day.
This is almost as emotional as when Doc was. We let Doc know he was fourth on the Go to Broad Street. This is beautiful.
Oh, man. But, yo, for real, man, I'm totally appreciative, man. I always say this is a cool kids table, and I'm just proud. I'm proud to be at this table. I'm so elated to be a part of this program. I appreciate y'all, for real. Now.
Well, congratulations, Yosh.
Thank you, bro. Let's get down to business. Tanner McKee, I love him too, Spike. I mean, the boy was cooking last night, and every time he get in the game, he's cooking. But I would trade him for the right number one to the right team.
Not the white.
You give up that one pick, boy. I mean, you give him up for a number one, you know, and just hopefully they got a solid backup that we can take. And we're not going to think about Jalen Whatsname going out anytime soon.
You can't live in fear, right?
Yeah. It's not fear. It's preparedness. You wouldn't
know
about
that. But I feel like you be talking like because you want him to get hurt.
You
like,
want him to get hurt, Spike.
No,
finally got there.
I do not want him.
On his 50th birthday.
I'm 49.
He said I wouldn't give him up for anybody. But then y'all started
nothing.
Getting all those quarterbacks that he put over Jalen.
Well,
and it made me say, right.
Let's. Jalen could be the backup to Josh Allen.
Yeah. Let's stop that. Maybe on your fantasy team, in the fantasy league. I said it right.
League. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're in the league. Don't worry about it.
I like that Darius Cooper, man. What's saying? I understand what you're saying and everything, but I think that kid should make the roster, bro. What's saying? That kid out there getting separation. He looked seasoned out there. He didn't look like he was hoping he'd make the play and get on the team. I think that's one what's saying you got to just sit there and be two-faced and keep flipping the coin one and hopefully it'll land on the right one and bring him on the team. I understand everything you're saying about it, but I think you should make the team, brother. And, Chuck, boy, you better stop telling Ike Reason to calm down and stop, boy. You boy, yeah. You lucky he loves you. He loves you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Tell me to be quiet on my show.
Yeah, could have gone a different way.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, not that one.
Man, Chuck's gonna have to pray tonight and send some scriptures to each other. Hey man, I love y'all, cat. Y'all have a great weekend and thank y'all again. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, brother.
All right, Yosh.
Ellie wants to know if he gets half the belt for because he was the butt of
he's
the reason why you got the belt.
I think I thanked him. That's all he's getting. He's not getting half the belt.
Just want to make sure.
The Twitter question, speaking of Elliot, is brought to you, you'll hear why, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, is the traffic at the sports complex worse now than it's ever been? 82% say yes.
Knew where that one was going.
It's worse. I say in normal voice, not screaming. It is worse. Jack, what is coming up in the top five of five?
So off of our Lig bit this week.
Yeah, Lig.
The five other funniest words that Philly people say.
Oh, like the hoagie mouth
yes,
top five.
Yes, ooh. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
That is coming up next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.